And we're back on Niagawani with me, Nina Rosman, and we're going to be talking about Metaverse. It has been a buzzing topic these days. We can see that Metaverse has an effect to revolutionize many industries moving forward. And talking about screens dominate our lives and our attention spans have been dwindling in response. This issue is more pressing amongst our children and youth. Children tuning out on education is at an all-time high, especially when everything else around them evolves at a breakneck pace, whilst our approach to education remains firmly rooted in the early 2000s. Thus, the questions of how to make education engaging and effective looms large. While digital transformation in education is underway, merely digitizing traditional methods falls short of an actual solution. And joining us to discuss further on the line is Jason Lau, CEO of Virtual Tech Frontier, VTF. I want to say thank you very much, Jason, for joining us. How are you?
Okay, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me here again to talk about the Metaverse. Excited to get this interview.
Fantastic to have you, Jason. Talking about the article that you wrote about how Metaverse plays an important role and serves as uncharted potential in regards to our education, actually. What specific elements of the Metaverse make it a promising platform for education transformation?
Right. So at first, when we developed our Metaverse platform, we never really expected it to have such good progress towards like education and Gen Zs. It was when we started to use it in one of the career fairs, a Metaverse career fair, for example, we suddenly see huge engagements and interaction from a particular age group, which is the Gen Z target audience. And it is through there we start to identify and being able to see deeper, why would people actually interact better in the virtual space as compared to 2D in such a scenarios? And it's through the upcoming months that we started to have a lot of requests from educational institutions, colleges, wanting to explore new ways of teaching via the Metaverse, because they believe that, as you mentioned earlier, if kids are so ingrained in all these virtual games and everything, how are we going to be able to make it more impactful and educational? So whatever content that these children are taking in online is actually on the more positive side rather than just pure entertainment itself.
You also mentioned about gamifications of learning within the Metaverse. How does incorporating gaming elements enhance the educational experience, and what are some successful examples of this approach?
So when we were diving deeper into how can the Metaverse be used for education, we realized that the Ministry of Education, so there are two ways when we look at learning, right? One is the pedagogy, where we're talking about teachers teaching, and another one of the very key aspects that we're looking different countries all over the world trying to do now is something called heutagogy. So heutagogy itself is a process of self-learning. How do you ensure there's disciplined self-learning towards each individual itself? Because most of the time beyond classroom, 6 hours in school, you then have, you know, many hours left in your life for a kid that either they're doing sports, curriculum, or they're actually indulging themselves into different kind of content out there. So with the Metaverse itself, it being some sort of like a virtual world that enables gamification structures, it really enables someone to actually go through multiple quests, learning initiatives, things that can prompt someone to actually do something on their own. And it's through this self
go and get a specific quest done, for example. This is where we see the potentials of it being in the Metaverse, and having a gamification way to improve interactivity among students will be one of the key driving factors for effective self-learning among students itself.
You also highlight the potential of the Metaverse to promote diversity, equity and inclusion in education. How does customization within the Metaverse achieve this, and what impact does it have on the learning environment?
So I think one of the fundamental aspects of like when you talk about education tech or like content, for example, a lot of them are very overseas driven, right? If students are playing things like Roblox or Minecraft and these kind of
very Western based games, in Malaysia itself, we rarely see specific tailor-made content towards a local market. We have a lot of creators trying to do something similar. Hence why when we developed our platform MetaWorld back at Virtual Tech Frontier, we realized that the ability to allow customization through like a blank canvas sort of scenario, teachers or educators can then put custom localized content into the space. Students can also then assimilate different types of content that resonates very deep, very connectively within their environment, this is something that we start to see inclusion happening, right? Like, it's not something that is just purely on the Western disk of content, but allowing great creation tools and also implementing these sort of like local content in, local curriculum in, local news and different kind of media into the metaverse space itself. This would, number one, increase inclusion and interest among students towards using a specific technology or tool, for example, because this connectivity and connections towards relevancy is what we see being very important, that a tool like a metaverse kind of technology can really help students out there.
And what strategies can be employed to ensure equitable access to metaverse-based education for all students, regardless of their socioeconomic backgrounds or even physical abilities?
I think one thing good about metaverse as a technology, I mean, it's not only particularly for the metaverse, but when you talk about ed tech in general, right? The great things about education via technology is always the ability to scale. I have just recently just met a mentor yesterday who told me that if you look at many other processes in the world, you know, a lot of like solutions have already replaced like one accounting software can replace 100, 1,000 accountants to do all these kind of processes. But when we look at education, for example, a classroom setting is still very traditional in the sense that 100 years ago, people are actually doing the same thing, one teacher to 50 students kind of scenario. And this is where through technology itself, we can actually try and improve these kind of boundaries, right? With technology, there is no physical limitation, there is no time limitation. As long as you have an internet, you have a working mobile phone device that is getting stronger these days, you can actually already access all this sort of technology that would then enable either better learning or better absorption of content for these students either. So this is how we see through technology itself.
Breaks down boundaries of like scaling and like
logistical related challenges. But with the metaverse itself, to make things even more interactive, this is where we do see a strong exponential type of adoption and growth in this industry itself.
With opportunities come with challenges. What are some challenges or barriers to implementing metaverse-based education on a larger scale? And how can educational institutions and government bodies overcome these challenges? Within 2 minutes, please, Jason.
So this is something that we have been facing many times, right? When we talk about the metaverse, many people out there just come and say like, oh, it's a game.
You know, we have so many other game kind of like platforms out there. Why are you here trying to do these kind of things? So I think one of the fundamental challenges even for the entire metaverse industry itself is really trying to give a certain awareness towards the fact that, you know, the metaverse is not really actually a game. It's just a form of virtual technology that you can expect people to come in, to come actually see, interact, and do different things with it, right? So initially, when we started this journey, we enabled all these kind of like virtual galleries, virtual showrooms. It's sort of like a layer one interaction approach for all these companies out there. But as we move further along beyond the technology itself, we start to implement a lot of very useful features into the technology itself. So for example, recently with the huge advent of AI, we have been exploring on integrating AI elements even within the metaverse space itself. So this comes with a very interesting question from one of with MDAC actually. They were asking us that, oh, you know, Jason, what if you put AI into a virtual avatar, right? So in here we call it NPC, a non-playable character. What if you can talk to a virtual character that is driven by AI, for example? And so in a normal game setting, if you just talk to a normal game character, all the answers are going to repeat, right? They just answer 2-3 lines forever. But if we are able to integrate something like AI, like ChatGPT, for example, into a back-end system, into the metaverse, you can start to talk to these kind of virtual characters. And the way these sort of virtual characters can actually respond to you will become even more dynamic. So we have tailor-made a lot of these AI integrations into our platform through very educational methods, like a science teacher, a math teacher, or a history teacher, for example. And you can have students actually talking to all these kind of virtual teachers or virtual characters in the space that will really improve usability and also utility of the space itself. So our challenges has always been, you know, removing the fact that, oh, metaverse is just a game. What can people really do into it? You know, we are consistently adding a lot of features to actually make the whole use case and the utility of the platform very meaningful and to make it beyond just a gimmick itself. So in that regard, awareness one to each person is always something that we're doing, but awareness at scale know, to really get people to understand the benefits of this whole thing has always been a challenge. Hence why, like, working with, like, different government bodies, government agencies like MDEC and MOE really will then help increase the awareness. And with great awareness, there will then be better and stronger adoption towards the technology itself.
Jason, I want to add some about the potential privacy and security concerns associated with using the metaverse in education. And how can these concerns be effectively addressed to ensure student safety and data protection?
Yep. So I think with any tech companies, right, I think we are always compelled to adhere to multiple, you know, this kind of like data privacy acts and stuff like that. So with, I mean, globally, that has always been an issue. It's not just, definitely not just a Malaysia thing. It's definitely not just a social media thing itself. We are seeing, you know, many regulators in the world, associations, government agencies trying to come up with different sets of rules and regulations to ensure that all of the data and also privacy concerns of our users are always maintained. So fundamentally, we do adhere to a lot of the very global standards like the PDPA and so on. In Malaysia itself, I think working very closely with the government like MDEC and under the Ministry of Communications Digital, we do have also various processes and ethical frameworks that we actually do implement into our system to ensure that all of this is not a concern and that we can really move forward to just creating value towards the technology itself.
Definitely interesting sharing about the revolutionary education, exploring the metaverse uncharted potential with our guest, Jason Lau, the CEO of Virtual Tech Frontier, VTF. And for many more updates after this, Niaga Awani will be taking a short break and we'll be right back.